Welcome everyone to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. I'm Mike Williams, Director of Communications here at the Utah PTA. To my left, your right is...
I'm Cammie Wichert, Community Engagement Commissioner.
I'm Angelie Ado, the Family Life Commissioner.
We have a special guest with us.
I'm Jenny Taylor, the Military Family Specialist for Utah PTA.
And we are so excited to have her.
Yay.
We're really excited to be here.
Yeah. So normally we do a question at the beginning, but I want to tell you that right now we're at the PTA convention, our leadership convention, and Cammie and I are officially going to be in new positions July 1. So I thought we could just tell you what they are.
Drum roll.
You first, Cammie. Okay.
So I will be Utah PTA president-elect.
Okay, that's exciting.
Huge.
That's big.
It is big.
Slightly a big job, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can do it.
A little big job, you know.
Yeah, and then Angelie.
I will be the VP of Advocacy, which is also a big
job. Also a big job. Yeah. Okay. Big job, ladies. Okay.
Yeah. But we can do it. Like, we can do hard things. So it'll be good.
You can do it well. I'm excited. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So we're excited for new changes, and we'll see what that brings.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to still supporting, you know, the leaders in our state and the members in our state. So just in a little different capacity. So
it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we are excited to have Jenny with us here today. So tell us what you do as a military family specialist.
Well, that's such a good question. The biggest thing I think we're trying to do is help people in their PTA and PTSA find and know who are the military kids in their schools. And we do that mostly by letting you know you all have military kids in your schools. It's easy to think that if you live near Hill Air Force Base, of course you do. Maybe if you're near the National Guard headquarters in Draper, you do. But the truth of the matter is Utah has a lot of military kids scattered to the winds. We have about 7,000 airmen assigned to Hill Air Force Base in a concentrated area, mostly Weber, Davis, Ogden School District. But we have just as many, another 7,000 soldiers in the Army side of things in the Reserve and National Guard.
Oh.
And they are not necessarily anywhere. They're everywhere. And so we're trying to raise awareness that we've got these military kiddos, talk about some of the challenges they face. And more than anything, let PTA leadership, teachers, and principals know what resources these families might need and how to help them. So it's almost like a special needs population. It's not a physical handicap. It's not a color of their skin or an ethnicity that makes them a minority. But in many ways, it's a minority population that's often underserved, underseen, and undersupported. And we're Utah PTA. I love that we're right by this beautiful banner. Every child, one voice. We want to be one and unified with these families that keep us safe and free. The same could be said for military, police, firefighter families, these families that work in that line of work that keeps all the rest of us able to do whatever it is we do. Mm-hmm. So we're right now just identifying resources and then trying to connect. We use a lot of the newsletter communication channels to let people know what those resources are.
For the National Guard and the Reserve, do those families move around as much as...
Such a good question. So no, and I can say that because I'm one of them. Now, they might move. You could move if you wanted to move. That's fine if you're in the National Guard, but National Guard families tend to be more stable in terms of housing and where they live than an active duty family. But here's the thing. If you're in the active duty side, you're likely to move every 2 to 3 years. So from kindergarten to senior year, that's 6 to 9 times. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's so much.
That's on the active duty side. So that
so
comes
much.
With its own challenges. But then flip that to the National Guard side. My kids, they're National Guard kids. Their dad served in the military for 15 years. And my kids never moved. I mean, we moved once from like a little house to a different little house, but we chose to move as a family. We needed a bigger yard, but wanted a bigger yard. But my kids didn't move every 2 to 3 years. But you know what happened? Every 2 to 3 years, their dad went to war.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 to 3 years, he had a different assignment. Every 2 to 3 years, and sometimes more often than that, our life changed in that way. So it's just different. It's not necessarily that one is easy and one is hard, or one is better or one is worse, but there is kind of that active duty and then part-time National Guard Reserve component difference, and we want to make sure we address the needs of both of those.
Yeah.
So if you're PTA president or part of the leadership and you've got kids moving in and out every 2 or 3 years, that's challenging. We want to make sure they feel welcome. You want to make sure they get accustomed to what happens in your school and in your neighborhood and in your communities. And the schools are a great stabilizing force for their lives that are so unstable, that change so much, because they go to school every day, they've got a classroom every day, they've got a routine every day. That can be beautiful, unless they don't feel that they belong. They don't feel that they fit in. They don't have friends. They don't understand what the graduation requirements are in this district because it's different from the other state they used to live in, or they came from Germany or what. So there's one side. And then the other side is National Guard kids like mine. They don't move. They're going to the same school through elementary, through junior high, through high school. But Dad came and went. And that added a different stress to our family. So those are the families we want to help, whether they are active duty or part-time. There's an inherent stress that comes with the fact that my mom or dad wears a uniform to work. Mm-hmm. And again, that uniform could be a police, a fire, different stressful uniform. That little child, that's a lot for the little child. And what I love so much about PTA is that we want to strengthen that child, that whole child, academically, holistically, emotionally. And sometimes that might come through the form of the school activity or the parents that are able to volunteer, because my kid's dad can't volunteer because he's gone, you know? And so I think there's just such a beautiful fit for some of these special populations. And we have lots of special populations in Utah, in humanity in general.
Yeah.
Military is not the only one, but the more I work with military families, the more I find they're actually a lot like other families too. Because other families might have a missing parent that's absent or travels a lot for work, or that has gotten ill and passed away or is disabled or injured. That's not only in the military. Stress isn't only found in a military job. So I might specialize in kind of that military bubble, but the more I do, I'm like, oh my gosh, this will help every kid. And these resources will help every teacher, and every PTA president will be better if he or she knows this. So it's been really exciting for me this last little while to dig in a little bit outside of my own family and outside of my own elementary or my own PTSA at the junior high and high school, and see a bigger picture and say, we got work to do.
Yeah,
we do. But we're doing it. And I love the things you both have done for years and years and will continue to do. So it's exciting to be part of it.
So are there like specific things? I mean, you kind of talked about, you know, the instability of like moving a lot, or, you know, having a parent gone a lot. Are there things when you're planning activities or, you know, things at the school that are kind of something that when it comes to military families, like keep this in mind, or this would be really good to remember for those.
Yeah. Okay. So it's such a good question. Yes, yes, yes. Couple of things to keep in mind. The first thing is you probably don't know who your military families are. And really the only way you're going to know is if they tell you, or if you find out because Jimmy told Sally in second grade that Daddy wears a uniform at work or something. So one thing I'd really encourage schools to do is create an opportunity for families to self-identify. My kids' elementary, every year at Veterans Day, they do a photo wall where military members, you can bring in the picture of a family member who serves. Could be grandpa, could be uncle, could be mom, dad, brother, sister. That gives those families an opportunity to say, hey, we're connected to the military, and here's how, and here's who. Someone I talked to today at the conference, at a convention, had a great idea. She said, I think it back to school night, we're going to set up a little table where it just military friendly and say, hey, tell us if you're in the military. Simple. Now, some schools get a little more formal and have it in their registration paperwork, federal impact date or check this box. I know Davis School District right near Hill Air Force Base is going to have an identifier in their school information system, a little star next to their name, so that the parents, the teachers, the administrators can all know, hey, this is a military connected child. But again, that's all optional. Like, I don't have to tell you my husband was in the National Guard. I don't have to tell you that's our line of work. I don't know where you work or where your husband works. That's your business. So the first thing I'd say is try to create an atmosphere where we want to know, hey, if you're connected to the military, let us celebrate you. Let us support you. So that'd be one thing. Another thing to keep in mind would be a lot of military families, particularly those that come and go on the active duty side, they're only with you a couple of years. So think how we do PTA. I don't know how you both started, But I started as a kindergarten mom, and I was so excited. I'm like, okay, I have to do my time, and I'm going to start volunteering at the little things, and then maybe when my kids are in fifth or sixth grade, I can climb the PTA ladder, and then I can be in charge. Like, I didn't know they would have let me be in charge day one, right? Yeah. But if you're the parent, and you're moving into a school community, and you've got 24 to 36 months start to finish, yeah, like, I don't have time to climb the ladder and hope you like me and see if I can sit next to you for 6 months before I'm now in the club. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the work that needs to be done for military kids is actually in the mom-dad side of things. So when you have a new kid that shows up at back to school and you don't remember that family from last year because you know who those families are, mm-hmm, now they're not all military, but again, what do we do for all new kids in our schools? Do we know? I'll admit, I don't know which parents on day one of school weren't here last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't recognize them because I didn't see them. Maybe they just work five jobs and can't be involved, so I never saw them that reason. But so sometimes it's just asking, like, hey, how long have you been here? Oh, you just moved here. Where'd you come from? Tell me about that. And then creating opportunities, invitation. I know we feel like PTA is a wide open invitation. You can all come, you're always welcome. True, but like, what if you invited that parent? Mm-hmm. Hey, you're new, oh my gosh, we would love, come. And then as you get to know those people from around the world, think what they can add to your PTA.
Mm-hmm, totally.
One of the first questions I would ask is like, hey, how did the other school do things really well? Because we want to copy their ideas, right? Tell us, because I'm like the perfect example of Utah. I went to Green Acres Elementary in Weber School District. I went to a junior high in Weber School District. I graduated from Weber High School in Weber School District. Guess where my kids go to school? Weber School District. And I love Weber School District. Shout out to Weber. But guess what? I only know Weber School District. We might be missing the boat. And if you have a family that's moved in every 2 or 3 years, they've been to 5 or 6 or 10 schools. Say, hey, tell us what you know. Bring your involvement from Germany and from Delaware and from Florida. Add it to my little school in Utah. So that's one thing to keep in mind is these families, and these are the families that are willing to sacrifice literally their life if necessary. I bet they're willing to help your PTA. So that's the active side. On the other side, if you look at more that National Guard or Reserve side, they might be the family that's like, I would by nature love to get involved. I would love to be at every PTA party, and I would love to sell the cupcakes at the fundraiser, and I would love to decorate the teachers' doors all day. But I have 4 little kids and my husband's at war. I can't. I don't emotionally have the bandwidth. I think of myself years ago, my oldest daughter was in first grade. Dad was deployed. My first grader was my oldest of 4. I had a 7-year-old, 6, almost 7, a little 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and a baby. Like, I wanted to be that mom. I didn't have the bandwidth, right? And so maybe in that case, yes, you're going to invite me. Jenny, we'd love to have you come to PTA meeting. Maybe is there a way I can feel included if I can't make it to that meeting? Because if one of the parents is at war and the other one's at work or at home overwhelmed, and again, this applies not just to military, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We have a lot of overwhelmed, stressed out parents that can't come to the PTA meeting. Great, involving anyway.
Fine. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you're fine. Convention's a busy time, people. Find a way to involve, right? Maybe. Like, could I be the pencil sharpener on Tuesdays at home? Could I staple the papers? I don't know if we do paper anymore. I'm thinking of things I used to do, like, in my days.
Totally, though. Totally.
But again, and then maybe for a while, you're my kid's mom at school. Mm-hmm. Because I can't bring the cupcakes when I've got all of that going on, right? And then I fast forward the year my husband was killed. Then I had 7 kids, and my oldest was in 8th grade. And I had babies all the way down, and it's like I have never been more grateful for the PTA in my life. It makes me emotional just recalling it because you were my kid's mom. And you were my kid's dad volunteering for the readathon because their dad can't come. So keep that in mind. And again, take that from a military lens and now expand it. Expand it to a divorce. Expand it to an illness, death by cancer. Expand it to the deadbeat parent that's never been involved in that kid's life, to the abusive parent he doesn't want involved in his life. That's who we are, right? So when you're planning activities and events and readathons and book fairs, be creative and find ways to, one of the favorite ways we've found, potluck. Like, I don't have to have a ton of money and I don't have to have a ton of time to contribute to the teacher lunch. I can bring, I can drop off a pack of paper plates or you can swing by my house and pick them up from me because I'm too busy. I hate when people are like, oh, you're so busy. You're so, well, we're all right. So busy.
We're all so busy.
Don't discount the fact I might have some really good ideas or just some needs that I can express and even if I can't show up. So those are some ways that it might impact an active duty family or it might impact a National Guard family. But honestly, the biggest thing is just inclusion. And that is not only a military matter.
Right.
We've got to do a better job. And again, am I guilty of it? Probably. Not on purpose.
I mean, I think we all are to an extent.
Did I grow up in my community? Have I known half of the PTA ladies because I went to junior high with them? Like, that's weird, but it's true. And if I go to church with them also, and if, like, there's so many things that we sometimes just get, we just get comfortable where we are. And it's not that we didn't invite those parents. We just didn't even think about it. And we'll say that, like, those kids, oh, I hate that so much. It's nails on a chalkboard. But am I guilty of it? Maybe. Me and my PTA friends have been my PTA friends for a decade and a half now, and we are workhorses. Have we missed amazing talent and experience in our school community because we just got busy being busy? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So it's awesome that the same group does all the work, but let's find ways, let's be creative with ways other families can help. And be sensitive to their dynamics.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
That's what I would say.
Well, and one thing we've talked about a lot in a lot of episodes is kind of having like a volunteer menu. Like, you know, kind of sit down and think about like all the different ways, you know, people could volunteer for PTA because there are big things and there's little things and make things to do at home.
Yes.
You know? Like have things that parents can do at home because there's, like you said, there's some parents that like, I can cut out circles.
Yep.
Like you need me to cut circles? Like, okay.
I can cut them during nap time, but I can't come to school because my baby's asleep.
Right, exactly.
Like really.
You know, and so I really think as we're trying to like grow our PTAs that we need to kind of transition to that mindset of having a volunteer menu, like, and thinking about all the different ways you could offer people to volunteer because not everyone wants to be the president.
Nope.
I mean, actually, I don't think anyone wants to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I dreamed so badly when my baby was in kindergarten. I was like, all I dream of, someday I will be PTA president. Oh, yeah. Which is because I had no clue, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh. They would have let me be PTA president for 20 years if I had any idea. But you're right. Not everyone. And that's great. Like, I love that there's different ways. I love that you call it a menu. And I think we'd benefit from creating, like, it's a need menu, right? Mm-hmm. What are the needs of the kids, the needs of the teachers, the needs of, man, public education right now has a lot of needs. Mm-hmm. How could they be met? They could be met by different dads. They could be met by stay-at-home moms, working moms. I don't think PTA was ever meant to be an unemployed stay-at-home mom club.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now, certain elements of it, you got to be at the school a million hours a week, might be difficult if you're working 40 hours at another job. But we've got men and women who work in different fields that would have so much to add. I love the idea of a menu. We need to print it and be like, here's your menu.
I know.
Like, what can I get you? Do you want the appetizer? I'll be dessert. I'll just be dessert over and over again.
One thing my kids' elementary school has started doing is that they'll, you know, put all the different types of things that we're going to have that year, you know, teacher appreciation
or
books and buddies or whatever the things are. And they'll have people sign up for those things. And then we also have like a general volunteer list, but it's like, okay, do you want to be in charge of it? Or do you just like want to help with the thing?
I love that.
You know, because then they can kind of decide like, oh, okay, actually I have a lot of time.
I'm a great helper. Maybe I don't want to be the leader
or whatever.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. Sure. You know, and I really love that. And I feel like, and we're not perfect, but I feel like it's helped us be a lot more inclusive the last couple of years.
I think inclusivity is so important. When we think about including children, we need to include the whole family to the degree that the family wants to be included.
Right.
And some families are just like, whatever, I'm sending my kid to school. That's fine. Great. There's no judgment for that either. Like there's no requirement. You don't have to volunteer with PTA to care about your child. You know, we can have room for all of that. We can do some of the heavy lifting. Maybe you just join the PTA and support in that way or send a pack of paper plates or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's part of that inclusivity of creating a culture where we're just really all in this together. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way I can raise my kids alone. Sorry.
Right. I mean,
it's we have to have support.
And
bless the teachers. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, seriously.
The I know that big, so real big T.
Yeah. We love those teachers so much. Well, I
put up with so much.
I have loved everything that you shared with us. I think everything you've said is so important and so perfectly delivered as
Thank
well.
You. Yes. Like, yes. Well, I love the work, and I say you all. I mean, I'm part of PTA, but I look at all of you that have just put in so many years on so many levels, local, council, region, state, and it is such a beautiful thing to see, especially as we're here at convention, people coming from all walks of life. And why are we here? I loved it when someone introduced themselves and they said, I came to PTA for my kid and I stayed for the other kids. I don't know if that was one of you or who said that.
Nope, but I do remember that.
That's how they introduced themselves. They said, I got involved because of my kid, and then I stayed because there's so many other kids that need love and affection. They need their voice to be heard. They need their needs to be met. And who better to do that than a group of parents working together where your strengths can compensate for my weaknesses and what you're really good at. Like glitter walls can be totally out of my wheelhouse. If you miss the glitter wall or the glow of the sparkle wall, I'm going to post a picture. Can we put that in the show notes?
It's off the charts.
It is off the charts. Just all I can say is off the charts. But like, that's not me. I'm never, my brain doesn't work that way. But maybe there's another skill set I can bring. And imagine if we all bring that together. You know who wins? The child.
Yeah.
Every
100%.
Child. All of the children. Every child. So, love PTA. Yeah.
Yes. We do too.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We need like a cheer. What's our cheer? Go, Utah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Jenny, today. We can't wait to have you on again.
Yep. Yeah,
have me too. Like, every time, maybe.
Thanks for setting us up.
I know you want to be a new host.
I get to always compete. Oh my gosh, would that be my dream job? I'll be like, hi.
It's the best thing ever.
I love talking. Like, what about talking about PTA sounds bad to you people?
I mean, I was telling the sixth graders that I always sub for, and every once in a while it's like the day I'm doing podcasting, and I'll be like, they'll be like, what are you doing today, Mrs. Ada? And I'm like, oh, I'm podcasting. And they're like, oh, you're so cool.
Yeah, that PTA podcast, we're top of the charts. So
it's true.
Getting there.
We are.
All right.
Good content. Thank you. And thanks, Michael, for being that communication specialist that gets the word out and helps us all connect that way, wherever we live. It's awesome.
All right. Time to
end. So we dance at the end.
We dance. I didn't know.
A little dance.
I was going to do it here, but I hope there's music while we're dancing.
There is. No, we just like dance in silence.
The best part.